Penguin Random House Audio presents The Memory of Fire by Callie Bates. Read for you by Andrew Iden. For my parents. Prologue. Most of my childhood is torn into pieces, memories I've scraped together, guessing at the whole. But I remember waking up that afternoon, 10 years old, on the stone table in Medea's cave. I don't know why she never took the memory from me. Maybe in the chaos it was an accident, an omission. I remember the taste of opium lingering bitter on my tongue, how cold my feet were, how the high, dark ceiling seemed like it could swallow me up. I couldn't remember what I'd had for breakfast. I couldn't remember coming down into the cave or lying on the table. I couldn't remember waking up the first time in my own bed that morning. It was gone. All of it. The way it was almost every day. My memories ripped from my head by Medea, sacrificed to make me the ideal sorcerer. "It's the patterns of your minds," she told my brother Reka and me. "If I can just rearrange them, I can make you the greatest sorcerers in the world, as great as Mantius of old." Tears burned my eyes. This once, I should have remembered. I should have resisted her. I should have spat up the laudanum, that bitter tincture of opium and alcohol Medea fed us every day. But I hadn't. Again and again, no one had come to rescue me. Cool fingers pressed my arm. I startled. Medea leaned over me, a long trail of golden hair swinging over her shoulder. She smiled gently.